From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Tomorrow are primary elections in Alabama, and from the look of the TV ads, it's all about the Republicans. But Democrats will be selecting their candidates for the fall, too. Democrats hold no statewide offices. They face a Republican supermajority in the state legislature. To get a sense of the Democratic side this election cycle, we hear from State Representative Chris England. He's chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
What kind of position do you see Democrats in going into this election season?
In a pretty good position. I think, you know, once you see all the commercials and the fighting that the Republicans are doing, it paints a stark contrast between some of the more extreme elements of their message and their base versus the message that you will get from Democratic candidates in terms of governing and dealing with issues such as, you know, equal rights, protecting voting rights, getting people back to work, and just general issues of governing without getting involved in extremism, that provides a very strong alternative to the things that you're seeing on TV.
Given the lopsidedness of politics in Alabama right now, can Democrats cut through that Republican dominance?
Yes, especially in like House races, legislative races. There are races across the state where in the last election cycle, despite the general belief that Republicans dominate all offices, there is some shifting that gives us an opportunity. I think you'll see closer races and legislative races in North Alabama, some around Birmingham. If you just take into account the qualifications and the abilities to lead, the talent and the acumen of our statewide candidates that are going to emerge from these races, I think you'll see that not only are they better candidates, but they've got a better platform.
When I think about issues that the Alabama Democratic Party has come down on, supporting Medicaid expansion, legalizing marijuana for recreational use, opposing the laws such as the recent one banning gender-affirming treatment for transgender youth, those are clear positions, but how do you see that actually landing with a generally conservative electorate?
I think polling information shows that the majority of Americans support some sort of abortion access, do not support total bans on access to abortion, making sure that, you know, you talk about protecting a woman's right to choose in whatever context is necessary for where you are, I think is a winning issue. One of the most popular issues across the country is changing how we deal with marijuana. You find more people willing to accept access to medical cannabis, and it kind of builds from there. Because I think many people understand we waste resources and lose revenue behind pursuing something that is at times as harmless as marijuana when alcohol access is readily available. And also, when you talk about gender-affirming care, it's an extreme position because you're basically telling someone that they're going to criminalize the person that's there to care for them. So not necessarily just the fact that the law targets children, but it's also the fact that it targets freedom and people and their right for parents to exercise their constitutionally protected right to raise their children. When we discuss those issues, those are winning issues. But then you go beyond that, you're also talking about Medicaid expansion, protecting voting rights, and things of that sort that are just nonpartisan issues.
What do you consider success for Democrats in Alabama, given trying to build back from the dominance the party once had?
One way to measure success is to make sure that win or lose, whether you win or lose an election, you have some impact on the debate. So you sort of take the rough edges off of some of the bad legislation or bad policies that the more extreme folks try to adopt. You measure success by the fact that you're involved in the debate. You're not being ignored. And I think that's obvious we're not. Two, we start working towards breaking the Republican supermajority when we win races in areas that are trending towards the Democrats. And then, you know, not suggesting that, you know, we sweep up and down the ballot, but we want to make sure that our numbers are increasing, so we're having some impact as we or their message begins to, you know, permeate across the state, that turnout's increasing. More Democrats are voting, and we're creating new voters. So we, you know, you kind of measure your success relative to the circumstances that you're dealing with.
Representative England, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.